You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Can you believe it? I'm in the studio live. Okay, let's clear up a couple things. First of all, I got a couple emails while I was out of town. Where are you and why are we hearing older shows? And I play older shows for the new audience members that haven't been listening as long as many of you to give them a chance to come up to speed. I get emails regularly from people saying, hey, you should do a show about this. And I did that show 2 years ago. So the best of is designed to allow the new audience members, we get a lot of them every month, to kind of get up to speed with the rest of us. So number one. Number two, I've been getting emails about one of our sponsors, Lightyear Wireless. People are asking me if they're reliable. Yes, they are. I use their services, and they are a reseller for Sprint and Verizon. So it's a quality service. It's not some fly-by-night service company. It's a legitimate cellular company. It's, you're either going to end up with Sprint or Verizon service, but at a big discount from what you could buy it directly from them. So yes, Lightyear Wireless is reliable. If you are considering switching cellular carriers, you should definitely check it out. Go to the website and click on the Lightyear Wireless banner ad and check them out. There's a mecca in Columbus, Ohio, where the strongest men in the world train. And many of you know about it. It's Westside Barbell. And it's run by the famous Louis Simmons. There are more men up there, they say, that can squat 1,000 pounds than anywhere else in the world. And everybody who trains there attributes their success to Louis's training protocols. And we're going to be talking today with Chris Mason. Chris is a co-owner of At Large Nutrition, and you know they are a sponsor of the show. And I always tell you, I don't sell anything. If you like the show, you want the show to continue, always patronize the sponsors. But he is a devotee of the Westside Barbell protocol, and we're going to be talking about the conjugated training method today. Welcome to the show, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks. I heard the intro. I'm not sure. I'm ready. I don't know about ripped.
Oh, anyway. Okay. Yeah, I know. Well, you know, I'm not ripped either right now, so don't feel bad.
Yeah, no worries. Go ahead.
But anyway, in my dreams, I am actually. When I sleep and I see myself, I actually look like Johnny Weissmuller.
There you go.
But anyway,
how'd you get the girl like Tarzan? All right,
that's all ahead. That counts. That's all that counts. All right. So let's first of all, before we start talking about the conjugated method, a lot of my audience may not know who you are. I know who you are. I've been following you for quite a few years now, and the company. Let's talk about your career as a power lifter. How old are you now?
40.
Okay, so you're no spring chicken. You're not a young guy.
No, I'm getting old.
Okay, tell me about some of your lifts. What is your best deadlift like?
Best deadlift is 775.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's with a belt. Now, I have to admit, I did use straps because my grip was giving me a bitch that day, so I did have to use straps, but we'll give it to me anyhow.
But in other words, if you were in a meet and you had to pull that without straps, you probably could do it.
Nah, I don't know. I can pull 730, 740 without the straps. I could probably pull a little more with the straps. That was just the last time I was up at Westside. I don't know if I mentioned to you, but we do I'm part of this team that Louis has that they do seminars for the CrossFit group. I don't know if you've heard of CrossFit.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And what they've picked Louis to basically train their affiliate owners, their gym owners, if you will, how to, he teaches them powerlifting basically.
Okay.
To his method of powerlifting. And, I go up there when possible, and it's most of them, and help them out, and then, you know, I'll talk to them about nutrition as well, and so on and so forth. So, anyway, that was the last time I was up there, before the first morning that was, we were doing that, and that's the result I got, so.
What's your squat like?
Put it this way. Today I did box squatting. I was doing a box squat with bands. I got up in briefs, 750. And briefs are best way to explain it. I'd say it's almost like a strong underwear. It's like a knee wrap for your hips. It kind of keeps the whole kind of hip area tight. It's just like a thick material that fits like shorts, basically.
Are you nursing an injury or something like that that you're wearing?
Yeah. I've got a hip. It's called the tensor fascia. Latte. I never know if I'm pronouncing it.
I got one of those at Starbucks this morning.
That's right, exactly. And it's an injury I've kind of been fighting for years. And about 6 months ago, I really blew it out, tore it a little bit, and had a little subluxing of the femur at the bottom of a leg press, which I don't normally do leg presses, but I was trying to train.
That'll teach
you. Yeah, right, exactly, right. And that was actually at Louis. Louis's the one I had never trained in any sort of gear at all. That term is powerlifting gear would be like briefs, squat suits, bench shirts, that kind of thing. And I'd never used any.
Right.
And Louis was like, "You're an idiot if you don't at least wear briefs," just because, you know, especially as you get older, it just kind of helps you keep everything together. And I mean, you know, I got to show the guy some respect. He's 62 years old and still squatting.
He knows what he's doing, right? What is he squatting now?
You know, I at this very moment, I don't know, but it wasn't that long ago he did, in the gym, he's done well over 8, almost 9.
Jesus.
At 62, yeah.
So, God bless him.
He and I all deadlifted together. He's pulled over 700 with me. He's a strong son of a bitch, and he's 62 years old.
So God bless him.
He must be doing something right.
All right, so let's talk about something. In a moment, we're going to talk about the conjugated method, and we're going to talk about it as it relates to the deadlift. But you said something to me when I emailed you about doing the show. About the deadlift, and you said that's just a modified version of the squat or something.
Well, within the Westside template, so they have basically two. Here's what you've got. I'll give you the really quick version. You've got what's called our ME days or maximum effort days, and that's broken down into essentially an upper and a lower, or a bench and a squat day, separated by at least 72 hours. And so the bench day is going to be a variation of the bench press. It's very rarely the classic bench press where your full range of motion takes to your chest and press it. They're going to do, I mean, you name it. They're going to do board pressing. They're going to do floor presses. They're going to do reverse bands. They're going to do, you know, bands. They're going to do any sort of variation of the actual bench press.
Not the bench press.
Well, not exclusively. In other words, it doesn't completely preclude it, but rarely the actual bench press.
Okay.
And then the same thing for the what they call the lower day, which is the squat day. And so the squat day, they combine their deadlifting is going to be kind of mixed in with their lower body day, their squat day, because they'll train, and then so you'll have squat variations. Again, very rarely a free squat. In fact, Louis, I can't remember how many years it was. It was a long time, like 10 years or something. He had injured himself. And for 10 years, he had not done a regular squat, and he was just box squatting in his gym. And he went into a meet, and he squatted whatever it was, 900 plus.
Without training a traditional squat.
Straight up squat, that's right, which is a pretty good testament to the efficacy of the box squat.
Oh, man.
It's a separate issue in his training. But, yeah, correct. So very rarely, they will do some straight squats, but very rarely. 99.9% of it's going to be a variation of a box squat and or good mornings, deadlifts, and then variations of deadlifts. You know, you're going to do rack pulls. You're going to be pulls against bands, rack pulls against bands. You know, I can't even think of all the different variations.
Do you think that how it is when you don't do a lift for a really long time, and then all of a sudden you feel really good one day, you go into the gym and you grab and you do that lift and you go, holy mackerel, I didn't realize how strong I was in this lift. I wasn't like this strong a couple years ago or a year ago when I did this lift left. Do you think part of it is by using the conjugated method and not actually attacking the lift that you're training for mentally also has a role in it? It's like because you haven't had any bad experiences with it lately or you forgot how heavy it was lately. You think that has anything to do with it?
Yes. Yes. I would answer your question. Yeah. So the answer is yes. The reason, the main, you know, what I say, the main reason that the conjugate system, in my opinion, works or what makes it work the best is that variation, and also it in the variation does two things. One, it precludes what's called neural overtraining.
Mm-hmm.
So you are going to your nervous system when you're training at an extremely high intensity level. Intensity being defined in the powerlifting or weightlifting version, which is percentage of one repetition maximum. When you're training at a very high percentage, i.e., these ME days, if you do the same, and if you're an advanced lifter, if you do the same exercise multiple weeks in a row, your nervous system essentially fries. It just gets overloaded, and you'll actually regress in strength.
That happened to me in 2005.
Yeah,
I actually got sick from trying to keep pushing the deadlift further and further every single week, and it made me sick. It made me ill.
Yep, and then the other thing that does is everybody, due to their individual anatomy, has a weakness in a given lift. In other words, you know, it might be the hamstrings in the deadlift, or it might be the glutes, or whatever it may be. And if you don't address that weakness, if you just train the lift, that relative weakness always exists. So that's always the limiting factor.
And that becomes your weakest. I remember I did a show, the fifth show I ever did 5.5 years ago was with Louis talking about the squat. And I never forget him saying, because he likes to do single leg stuff too sometimes. And I remember him saying, you're only as strong as your weakest leg.
Well, and which is the absolute truth. I mean, the guy knows what he's talking about. And so conjugate training, therefore, addresses weaknesses, even if you don't do it consciously. In other words, just by virtue of the fact that you're using a different movement that places, like, in other words, a good morning stresses basically the same muscles that a squat does, but to different degrees, right? In other words, a good morning certainly puts more stress on your lower and mid back than a traditional squat does.
Right.
I'm trying to think of another example. The good morning, what's another great example?
The point. Stiff leg deadlift understand what you're saying, but let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick up this interview. We're talking today with Chris Mason. He is a partner over at Large Nutrition. Check them out. Go to atlargenutrition.com. They are now a sponsor of the show. I've wanted these guys on for a long time because they're a credible company and make great supplements and big, big supporters of the strength game. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You want to train harder. You want to get stronger. Then you want results. Results from At Large Nutrition combines 4 proven ergogenic ingredients. Creapure, creatine monohydrate, beta-alanine, beta-hydroxy, beta-methylbutyrate, and dextrose. Results will dramatically increase strength, promotes blistering intensity, supports huge increases in training volume, and increased lean muscle mass. And isn't that why you train in the first place? That's why the strongest men in the world depend on results. You can find results at atlargenutrition.com. Stop complaining and get results today. Go to atlargenutrition.com right now. Turinabol from primordialperformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supply last at primordialperformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4000. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Introducing SNI Global. SNI Global carries everything both the weekend warrior and serious athlete needs. Whether you're looking for pre-workout, post-workout, whey protein, mass builders, anabolic agents, performance enhancers, or energy boosters, you'll find it all at sniglobal.com. Want to train like a machine? Then get to SNI Global today. Check out their performance pack, loaded with over 10,000 grams of potent ingredients designed to increase energy, strength, muscle growth, and recovery. Go to sniglobal.com today. SNI Global. Train like a machine.
Build muscle. Burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Facebook won't let me add any friends. If I try to search you out and add you as a friend, they tell me I'm spamming you, and I need Facebook friends. So go to Facebook.com and search for Carl Lenore and request me as a friend, and I will accept you. I need friends. I'm desperate. I just got a friend request from Finland. Yes, you are my first Finlandian friend request, Thomas. I think the last name is pronounced Bienfort. So thank you. And anybody else out there who wants to be my friend, you know what they say. I wouldn't join a country club that would take me as a member. Remember that? Wasn't that Groucho Marx that said that a long time ago? Something like that. Anyway, we're talking today with Chris Mason from At Large Nutrition. We're talking about the conjugated training method, which apparently works well because they have the strongest men in the world training up in Columbus, Ohio, under the tutelage of Louis Simmons. So we were talking when we went into the break about using movements that are not exactly the movement you're training for, but are similar to and stress the same muscles, right?
Correct.
I mean, that's basically the concept of the conjugated method.
Yeah, and to very briefly finish or recap the point, there's two issues. There's two basic things. One, it stops you from burning out your nervous system, number one, which that's very intense training, 100% intensity that they're doing on their ME day, because an ME day is where you take that primary exercise, whatever it is, if it was a good morning, let's say, or if it was a squat, let's say a box squat, you would work up to whatever your one rep max is for that day, and you would try to set a PR. So you're literally going all out every week on a given exercise for that's a variant of either the squat or the bench press. So if you did that without switching those exercises very regularly, and especially for those kind of for those guys, it has to be weekly, you would burn out your nervous system. Then secondarily, it addresses weak points even if it's not planned for. So even in the trainee who's not real good at discerning his or her weak points, the very fact that you're moving the exercises around, you're stressing, while you're working the same basic muscles, you're placing different levels of stress with the varying exercises, you are therefore addressing weak points. So if your mid-back was a weak point in your squat and you did a good morning, now you're addressing that weak point. Now the next time you come back and squat, assuming you haven't detrained the squat, which you won't because you're doing exercises that are similar, you should be stronger with that squatting movement. And that's the beauty of it in a nutshell.
Okay. Now, let's talk about a couple movements. Let's talk about the deadlift. If I wanted to use the conjugated, and I really am going to use this, okay, Chris, because yep. I really do want to get my deadlift back, and I haven't been able to, just because I'm not training right. You know what? I personally train the deadlift every week, and now I realize why I'm not really getting stronger faster, and so I want to change it.
Right.
So what would you prescribe for me? If I wanted to train my deadlift, how do I go about it? What is a routine for me?
Yeah. Well, okay, so you're going to have an ME day each week for your lower body for your quote-unquote, we'll call it the squat.
And thing. ME stands for max effort, right?
Maximum effort,
okay.
That's right. And so it's just as the name implies. You warm up to a one repetition maximum effort for that given day. Now, that maximum effort may not necessarily be a PR simply because there's days when you're not going to be strong. You know what I mean? But you do the most you can possibly do that day, and your goal is to hit a PR. Okay, so that day of each week, that's you're dedicating that day to the squat variant exercise. So you want to build your deadlift. You're not going to do a whole hell of a lot of deadlifting, at least deadlifting from the floor.
Right.
So what you would do is, let's say the first week, you might do a box squat with bands with a regular bar. The next week, and then depending on your strength level, Louis would say switch it every week. I might tell somebody to do it maybe a couple weeks in a row, depending on their relative strength level. But let's just stick with Louis' plan for the moment. So you might box squat with a regular bar and bands the first week. The next week, you might do a good morning. Okay, you come back the next week, and now you're going to do a box squat without bands, but you're using a different bar. Let's say the safety squat bar, which is, I don't know if
you... Yeah, it hits you different. That's the one that goes over your shoulders, right? It has like a yoke
exactly
on it.
Right. Right, that's exactly right.
Right.
And that bar actually does place a lot more stress on the upper back, by the way, too, because just by the way the load is sitting on your back...
Because you can't roll it down on your traps. You can't.
That's exactly
right.
You can't get... You literally kind of... It wants to roll you forward on your neck, basically, when you go heavy. So, again, it's a different stressor. Now, something else you can do, too, another thing that's big with Louis' system is what's called assistance work. And assistance work is meant to address, or special exercises, are meant to address weak points. So Carl, what you would try to figure out, or what I would do if I was training you, is we would try to figure out, well, what's your weak point in the deadlift? Like, in other words, are you stuck off the floor? When you go to some, when you're getting up there and wait for you, is it that you can't budget off the floor? Or is it you're not able to lock the weight out? Like, you don't have the hip and the glute strength to get that lockout, right?
Yeah, and so for me personally right now, it's off the floor right now.
Okay. Well, then that's essentially your quad drive.
Right.
So,
right.
So squatting, so building up, believe it or not, if everything else stayed equal, if you built up your squat, your deadlift would drive up.
Right.
Because now you would be able to get that weight moving, and you're like me in that sense. That's my issue. If I can get it off the floor, I'm probably locking
it out. If I can get it past 4 inches, all of a sudden my body goes into hyperdrive and it just moves on up. It's that first 4 inches off the floor that I either got it or I don't.
Yep. And so that's what, so like with you, what I would do, I would use a fair amount of bands in my training with the squatting, especially, because with the bands, I'm not, you're familiar with what they're called, jump stretch bands?
Yeah, I mean, they're rubber bands, right?
You're right. They're, for lack of a better term, giant size rubber bands.
Right,
they're exactly what they are. And they vary in their thickness, if you will, and so they vary in the amount of tension they're going to provide.
Right.
But what these guys do, if you're, for your listeners to envision it, is, now, at Louis' place, they have what's called a monolift rack, which is this giant rack whereby the catch is where the bar hangs. In other words, where you place the bar before you get started. It's on a pair of hanging hooks.
Right.
Once you stand, you literally just stand underneath it, you stand up with the weight, and somebody hits a lever, and the hooks swing out of the way.
So right, so you don't have to walk the bar out.
That's exactly right.
Especially when you got guys squatting 600-700 pounds, it's very dangerous to start walking that out, right?
Yeah, I mean these guys at Westside. I mean, I saw one time where they were training, and they had 300 pounds of bar weight, but they had 700 pounds of band tension.
Oh my gosh!
Which is a retarded. It's an unbelievable. Yeah, but the gist of it to get to it quickly, what the band does in the squat training is the band. Now, when you squat, and anyone who's squatted knows this, obviously due to leverage factors, as you complete the squat, as you get past the sticking point, it gets immensely easier, right?
Right.
The load's the same, but your body, because you're in a better leverage position, you can push it. So what a band does, that's why they call it accommodating resistance. It accommodates the strength curve, essentially, that physics creates.
Right.
So what a band does is, as the squat is getting easier, the band is providing more and more tension to a peak once you're at the top. Right? So you literally have to, and there was a, you guys, remember Fred Hatfield, is that name?
Oh, yeah, he's been on my show, sure. Dr. Squat.
That's right. And what was his big thing he would talk about with regarding, you know, like speed of movement? Like, what would he talk about? Do you remember? Like, what?
No, I don't remember.
Well, his big thing, and the term is, of course, escaping at the moment, but basically what he would do, it was a similar concept. He would push through a squat. He would try to squat as fast as he possibly could and keep pushing faster and faster and faster until he hit the top. And the idea of that was that you were kind of trying to overcome the weakness, if you will, of the squat by the fact that it gets easier by pushing harder and harder. Well, the band kind of allows you to do the same thing. It forces you to do the same thing. So with that band, you're straining all the way through the repetition. It makes each repetition more efficient and allows you to get stronger. And it really stresses everything, you know, the quads, the hams, the glutes, you name it. So anyway, using bands in your training regularly would make a huge differential in your press off that floor with that deadlift.
Right.
And another thing you can do as a variant when you're training, now again, remember we're talking about, you're going to use deadlift variants. So 1 week, like we talked about, you did the box squat with the bands, and then you did the good morning, and then the
now
third
when you
week,
when you box squat, do you actually sit down on the box and release all the?
Excellent point. Yeah, absolutely. The box squat is, there's a couple of different things. One, by the way, for your listeners that are old like us,
right?
A box squat is extremely good for your knees. Extremely, when I say good, easy on the knees. I have bad knees. I can box squat the moon and not have any knee issues.
Really?
If I don't squat with the box, I'm screwed. The reason being is when you box squat properly, what you do is you sit way back. The box essentially allows you to do this by the virtue of the fact that it's going to stop you. You throw your butt, like you'll always, if you ever watch a video with Louis and training, the guy's training, you hear him go back, 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 back. He's saying throw your butt
backwards. Yeah, I remember when he talked about that on the show, he said that the first thing that should move in the squat is your ass. It should start moving backwards.
Backwards, exactly. And what happens is once you sit down, if someone was sitting perpendicular sideways to you and looking at the angle of your shins, in a regular squat, the shin is going to basically go from the bottom to the top. It's going to angle away from the body normally.
Right, forward.
in a proper box squat, that shin should be actually slightly behind.
Mm.
In other words, and that's the difference. That's where there's almost no, when I say almost no, but in a relative sense, almost no stress placed on the knee joint.
Right.
It makes all the difference, and then it becomes a huge builder of
and
the
hamstring. And then you actually sit down. So in other words, the load stops moving. It's not a touch and go. You sit down.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you definitely want to sit down, and there's a slight relaxation phase where you'll see the guys actually kind of sit up a little bit.
Yeah.
They kind of rock back and they sit up a little bit before they explode off the box. The point of that is to break the eccentric concentric chain. In other words, to kind of
you're not getting any assistance from the bounce, right?
Yeah, you're reducing the stretch reflex and you're reducing. Yeah, right. If you bounce, I mean, you're actually using kinetic energy to
right,
get back
right.
up. So yeah, the point is you break that up. It doesn't completely eliminate it, but it reduces it. So it's almost like the same thing, like you've heard of, like pin presses on a bench press, where you set up the safety catches, so maybe an inch or two off your chest, and you have to press off the catches.
Right.
And from a dead stop like that, it's extremely difficult.
Right.
And that's because you have no built-in stretch reflex.
Right. Right.
And/or the kinetic energy that gets stored up in the body. So that's long story short. Yeah, you sit back. You actually have a quick relaxation in the hip area.
And then you right? and then you rock forward and explode up.
Explode. That's right.
I got to try it. Do you have to build a box for everybody's femur height or something? I mean, or everybody's shin height, or how does that work?
You want to just basically what Louis wants you to do is you want to take every box squat to parallel or just below.
Right. Okay.
That's the idea. Now I'm glad you said that. A lot of people when they box squat, they end up box squatting. In fact, most people that don't know better, they box squat high, and then they wonder why they don't get as much out of the movement as they should. They set the box too high. They box.
Or they just use a bench that's in the gym and it's not the right height for them.
And it's not the right height. Exactly. So what you want to do is you want to be able to sit down, get yourself into the seated position of the movement, and make sure that you're at least at parallel. And if you're at parallel or just below, you're golden.
I have to believe that the proper height for a box is probably like 14 to 16 inches high.
Yeah, it's anywhere between 12 to, say, 15, probably,
yeah.
depending on the individual.
That would be my guess as well.
Yeah,
all right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to pick up where we're leaving off. So now we're going to be continuing to talk about how to integrate the conjugated method into your deadlift routine.
Yep. And remind me of deficit deadlift so I don't forget.
Say that again?
It's called a deficit deadlift.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about the deficit deadlift. We're talking today with Chris Mason. You can learn more about At Large's products at atlargenutrition.com. This is a great company. I've been chasing you guys down for over 2 years to become sponsors, right?
Yes, sir.
and I'm glad you guys are finally aboard. Check them out. Go to atlargenutrition.com. Show them some respect. They are sponsors of the show. We'll be right back. Never had a desire for shiny suits. Big up my Midland, up new troops. Any place, my face, that was up. LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from needtobuildmuscle.net, get the most effective insulin mimicking, insulin sensitizing, nutrient partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need2Slin. Need2Slin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need2Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need2Slin by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need2Slin today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com Strap.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Hey, this is Carl. Are you tired of your current wireless service? Were you promised low rates but ended up on an antiquated system with poor coverage and slow texting? Well, now check out Lightyear Wireless, the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Lightyear Wireless banner to get the lowest rates for unlimited calls and texting on 3G and 4G networks. There's no reason to get substandard service any longer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Lightyear Wireless banner and get on board with the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio, Lightyear Wireless.
You want to train harder. You want to get stronger. Then you want results. Results from At Large Nutrition combines four proven ergogenic ingredients: CreaPure, creatine monohydrate, beta-alanine, beta-hydroxy, beta-methylbutyrate, and dextrose. Results will dramatically increase strength, promotes blistering intensity, supports huge increases in training volume, and increase lean muscle mass. And isn't that why you train in the first place? That's why the strongest men in the world depend on results. You can find results at atlargenutrition.com. Stop complaining and get results today. Go to atlargenutrition.com right now.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
That's one of my favorite bumper songs. Rick James, he should have deadlifted. He would have lived longer. Hi, my guest today is Chris Mason from At Large Nutrition. We're talking about the conjugated training method, and we're specifically talking about the deadlift right now. And you wanted to come back and talk about the deadlift deficit, you said, correct?
Deficit deadlift.
Deficit deadlift. So yep. What is deficit deadlift? What does that mean?
Essentially, you're pulling off of a box. So you're going to stand on, say, anywhere from a 2 to a 4 inch box, or something like a 2 to 4 inch
box,
obviously sturdy, and you pull that way from the floor. And you had mentioned that, you know, you're weak off the floor. That's a great, great way to address that.
I can
weakness.
See that, because that actually would force you to super compensate at the bottom.
Yep, and you have to squat way down to get the bar moving, and it really puts a lot of stress on the quads. And, it's a definite, it helps wonderfully. So what I was going to say is, in that little routine we were talking about, you're doing the box squat with the bands the first week, a good morning the second week, and then I would go to the deficit deadlift the third week, and then after that I would choose another form of a box squat, like I was mentioning, maybe switch up, maybe use the safety squat bar or something along those lines for the fourth week, and then that's a 4 week rotation, and you just keep flipping through that.
Wow.
Every 4 weeks.
So I'm just training for that movement once a week. What am I doing? In other words, in the conjugated method, you said, you know, you're either training for the squat or you're training for the bench, basically, right? Mm-hmm. And they're separated by 2 to 3 days, you said?
It's 72 hours. That's okay. Right. Yeah, it's 72 hours between ME days.
So are you just training twice a week, or are you doing other things in the gym?
No. In Westside, you're doing what are also called DE days, which are dynamic effort or speed days. And those days, you're going to do a variation. Those days, it's pretty much it's a variant on the box squat for the squatting aspect of it. And for the bench, it's always going to be the bench with bands. Not always, but almost always, going to be bench with bands. Just in other words, a standard full range bench press using light bands of some sort, which are not going to add a tremendous amount of tension. You're just trying to smoke that weight as fast as possible.
So is that high repetition work as well?
No, it's high volume. Still low repetition. What he'll do is, like on the squat, here's the squat or DE day. It's going to be, the percentages are 50, 55, and 60% of your max on the given movement. So if your max box squat is 600 pounds, right, for that first week, you're going to use 300 pounds on your speed day. And on that day, you're going to do 10 sets of doubles.
Oh, I like that. I've done something like that years ago. I like that. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And the DE day does twofold. One, it's essentially a form of active recovery. One of the reasons that they created the DE day is because the vast majority of trainees cannot tolerate or cannot benefit from two maximum effort days per body part per week.
Right.
Like two heavy bench days and two heavy squats. It's too much for most people.
Right.
And so, you know, even the best.
Right.
So,
right.
So that's where the DE days came in. Now, and then also even on days, so those are 4 days a week of training, and then, but he'll train, his guys will train 6 days a week plus, because they're also going to do, they're going to do what they call, you know, like assistance exercises, kind of support work on other days. Like, you know, like on another day, Louis might go in, on a quote unquote non-training day, and he's going to go in and he's going to do his reverse hypers. He'll do 3 sets of 10. He'll do his abs. He might do some various type of shoulder type stuff, like prehab work, you know.
Yeah.
He uses the battling ropes. He loves those.
Yeah, I've seen them. I've seen them, yeah. Yeah, those are the ones that it's almost like playing double dutch with really heavy ropes,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, he gets a new toy, man. He loves it. When he first got those, he loves those, dude. So anyway,
things that he has with the grappling something? They're like two bars that pitch into a socket, and you grab them with your hands and you're kind of moving them around almost like a bear.
Yeah, yeah,
you're moving
The grappler, I think.
The grappling something, I think.
Yeah. That's another exercise. And again, you can use that you could train your abdomen, or you can use it like a trunk twist almost if you follow. You can do pressing with that. So yeah, a lot of different movements you can do with that.
So you would do those in your quote unquote off days. If you had these 2 days a week that you're training with your max
extremely
effort,
heavy,
and then you're having 2 days where you're doing dynamic stuff. So that's 4 days, and the other day or two, you can just go in and maybe hit your shoulders, or maybe hit your lats, or whatever you want to do.
Yeah, they're going to do. Yeah, they do a lot of upper back training to support the bench. So they do a lot of lat, rear delt, trapezius type stuff that's going to train that shelf, if you will, for when they bench. Because when they bench, they bench off of a shelf. They teach, you know, you get those shoulders tucked in back tight, and you essentially create a shelf to press off of, and that's all your upper back musculature that allows you to do that. So they train the hell. They'll do face pulls, a lot of different movements to train that upper back region, and they'll do that again, like say on those off days, or they'll do it on, like if it was a bench day. Remember, after the ME work, they're going to do assistance work. So on the assistance work, a lot of tricep work for the bench day, obviously.
But now is this the same day as the ME? They're going to do
They'll do the ME
really?
Work. So like let's say they were doing floor presses, they'd work up to a 1 rep max floor press, and then they might after that. A lot of these guys, they'll go do a couple sets. They'll do 2 sets of 15 to 20 reps of say dumbbell incline,
right,
as an example, and that's kind of more of a flushing, get the blood flowing type movement. Right, it's obviously not really going to train you. It's not going to make you tremendously stronger.
Will they do like skull crushers too as an assistance movement?
Yeah, except for that, Louis would get mad at you because he didn't like that's bodybuilding movement for him.
Okay.
But yeah, he'll do something like that. He's got like he'll do like a JM press, and a JM press is not all that different. It is different, but it's not that different than a skull crusher.
The JM press is the one you go behind your head and stretch, right? Is that what?
No. The JM press is kind of almost like a variant. It's almost like a hybrid between a skull crusher and a close grip bench.
Ah.
You kind of lower it down, then you bring it up towards your chin, your mouth area, and then you press it back up. But you press it using the triceps.
Okay,
more
so it's more of a press than a cantilever with the elbows being locked in place.
Yeah, that's right. You're not right exactly. And the idea with that is, I think one of the reasons that they like that better is because it's easier on the elbows. Skull crushers, when you're a strong guy, I mean, I can skull crush with 200 pounds plus, but it kills you, it destroys your elbows.
Right, it destroys your elbows, right.
So yeah, I mean, so that's like if you were going to use a skull crusher, you would use that as a superset type movement. So Louis will do some, Louis and his guys will do some kind of almost bodybuilding type stuff, in the sense that it's higher repetition blood pumping type movements as accessory work to that heavy ME work.
How many sets will you do to get up to that 1 rep max that's going to be the end
of
that?
It depends on how strong you are, but I mean, like, you know, like, I don't know, let's say if it was a floor press and you're going to work up to, say you were going to work up to 405, you know, you might do 135, you might do 225, depending on if your shoulders are bad or not, you might do 275, then 315, then 365, then 405, something like that, or you might just, it depends on the individual, really.
Right, right.
I mean, it's not
not set in stone, just whatever, because everybody is different. You're right, some guys, they can get moving a lot faster. You know, us older guys, we need a little bit more,
a little more
blood,
absolutely,
in the muscles, and the joints need to kind of unlock and stuff like that. So you need to maybe hit it a little bit, hit a few extra sets before you actually go for your 1 rep maximum. And
correct.
Then your 1 rep maximum, is this an all-out 1 rep max?
That's right.
This is like you're in a competition.
You might miss it. Yeah, you might miss it. Now, this is a great point. Another great point you brought up. There's a gym max, and then there's a meet max.
Right.
The gym max, they don't get themselves all fired up for the gym max. So it's not a, you're not in a high level.
Nobody's cracking ampules of amyl nitrate or ammonia.
You shouldn't be. I won't say they never do. And actually, at Westside, they pretty much never do. But yeah, Louis does not want, you don't want to be in a high state of psychological arousal for these gym maxes, because you simply, again, this gets into the issue of you're going to fry yourself.
Right, you're burning out.
Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, you need to, listen, if you're putting 1,000 pounds in your back, you need to have some degree of psychological. But they're not, yeah, like I said, they're not sniffing the ammonia.
You know, it's funny, when I was deadlifting and I was really making progress and I was deadlifting every week and I was pushing myself to either increase my number of reps or increase the weight every week, I got to a point, and this was true of the, I was deadlifting and squatting. I was finally really making some progress. I was training hard. And I got to a point where I used to start to obsess the night before, thinking, I'm going to go to the gym tomorrow and deadlift. I'm start getting afraid. I think, gee, I wonder what happens if I get down in the hole with this weight and I can't get out, and I'm going to be embarrassed if I drop it, or what if I blow a heart valve, you know? And I started to obsess about going to the gym. So there's a lot to be said for this conjugated method, because it's like you fight your opponent without having to see your opponent week in and week out.
That's another great analogy, because that's one that Louis loves to use. He says, look, if I'm going to get in a fight, you know, I'm not going to sit there and be able to tell the person, here, hang on a second, you're not fighting the way I want you to fight, you know, like the style I want you to fight, or I'm not going to be able to say, sir, can you please give me a minute to warm up and all this kind of stuff. I mean, he talks about, you know, like his training, what the beauty of his training is, you almost could go into a meet any day of the year, because you're training at a high level. Like it's the guys that do block periodization and whatnot, they're dialing it down. They're detraining themselves at certain points of the year. They couldn't compete if their life depended on it.
Right.
You know, and Louis' philosophy, and that's one I completely agree with, he who lifts the heaviest most often wins. In other words, the more frequently you can lift heavy weights, the stronger you're going to get. Flat, period, end of story.
Well, look what you said. The guy didn't squat in how long, but he did all this other work, and he walked in and squatted 900 pounds, right?
Yep. I think it was 920. And I'll tell you something else, too. There is periodization within the conjugate method, and that's the other thing that a lot of people don't realize about it. That's an important point.
Okay, why don't we do this? We have to take our last break. When we come back, why don't you explain how periodization fits into the conjugated training method? How
about
that?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, we're talking today with Chris Mason, a wealth of information. For those of you, we know the strongest individuals live the longest. I've done shows on the studies that prove that, and the conjugated method may just be what you need to make yourself stronger so you can live longer. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. BJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to PJBraun.com today. That's PJBraun.com. Introducing SNI Global. SNI Global carries everything both the weekend warrior and serious athlete needs. Whether you're looking for pre-workout, post-workout, whey protein, mass builders, anabolic agents, performance enhancers, or energy boosters, you'll find it all at SNIGlobal.com. Want to train like a machine? Then get to SNI Global today. Check out their performance pack, loaded with over 10,000 grams of potent ingredients designed to increase energy, strength, muscle growth, and recovery. Go to SNIGlobal.com today. SNI Global, train like a machine. You want to train harder. You want to get stronger. Then you want results. Results from At Large Nutrition combines four proven ergogenic ingredients: CreaPure, creatine monohydrate, beta-alanine, beta-hydroxy, beta-methylbutyrate, and dextrose. Results will dramatically increase strength, promotes blistering intensity, supports huge increases in training volume, and increase lean muscle mass. And isn't that why you train in the first place? That's why the strongest men in the world depend on results. You can find results at atlargenutrition.com. Stop complaining and get results today. Go to atlargenutrition.com right now. Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from needtobuildmuscle.net, get the most effective insulin mimicking, insulin sensitizing, nutrient partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need to Slin. Need to Slin combines scientific
scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need2Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need2Slin by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need2Slin today.
Turinabol from primordialperformance.com is a haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at primordialperformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Chris Mason. Chris, I should have had you on the show a long time ago, brother. I mean, listen, you got an open invitation to come back anytime and talk about any training subjects at all.
I appreciate it.
Well, I mean, I've known about you for a long time. I've seen YouTube videos of you handling some very, very heavy weight very easily. I know that you and Daniel run a class company. Like I said, I've been trying to get you guys to be sponsors for a couple years now. But I like you as a guest. I do want to have you back, and we'll have to come up with some other topics. If those of you out there who are listening to the show, if you have specific issues about strength building, and you want me to cover them with Chris, just email me. Well, go to Facebook because my email is down. Superhuman Radio mail server has been crashed because of, we got hacked. Go to Facebook, friend me on Facebook, Carl Lenore, and either message me or post something on my wall, and we'll do another show with Chris in the very near future. All right. So we were talking about how periodization fits into all of this. And so how does it?
Yeah. All right. And real quick, as a side note from what you were just talking about, I started off as a bodybuilder. So I'm fairly versed in that as well.
Really?
Yeah. And I, for anybody that's interested in the kind of HIT era, I actually did an interview with Ellington Darden a couple of years back. Well, that's probably 4 or 5 years back. But, and I'm really, he was the heavy influence on me when I first started training. I was started in my late teens and for years and years. Anyway, not to get off topic.
No, that's right. Cool. We can come back and do a hit show. I'm interested in doing
whatever
that.
Whatever you guys want to talk about.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Okay.
But all right. Okay. Periodization. Yeah. I call it a chaotic form of periodization. And what I mean by that is, and this is something Louie and I were talking about, or he pointed out to me fairly recently, and it was a great point. You get, like we were talking about those dynamic effort days. Remember I was telling you you're using the 50, 55, 60%, right?
Right.
Percentages.
Right.
Well, but those percentages are the bar weight. Doesn't count bands. And he always uses bands on his speed days. So, and the band tension is going to vary. And you can, you know, by using different types of bands, combining bands, et cetera. So what happens is if you're doing 10 sets of doubles with 50% of your current one rep max, but you're using a band that's applying, that's going to give you, say, 100 pounds of tension at the top, and then the following cycle you change that to 150 pounds, even if nothing else changed, although it would because hopefully your max went up, you're automatically, your training volume, if you're doing 10 sets of doubles, your training volume is automatically changing. And the same thing happens with the conjugate. The conjugate method forces periodization of volume because, in other words, what you can front squat is different than what you can back squat,
right,
is different than what you can good morning, et cetera. So
right,
your training volume is going to change every single week predicated upon the fact that you're changing movements. And so that's the periodization that is built into, requires no thought, built
it's
into.
It's almost like, it's almost periodized training takes large pockets of time and creates period. This is almost like a macro periodization. It's almost like there's periodization in almost a weekly basis.
That's exactly what it is. And see, the beauty of this versus the not so beauty of block periodization, standard, you know, typical periodization.
Yeah, 3 months. You're doing something for 3 months at a time, right?
And you're detraining.
Right.
In other words, you cannot.
You're getting weaker.
Absolutely. Well, that's exactly what it is.
Right.
You can't train, you know, like for hypertrophy, for example, and maximize strength at the same time, and vice versa. In other words, when you're focused on one particular style of training, you're detraining a different facet, right?
Right.
But by, you know, there's no, it's an immutable fact. And so that's where those guys fall behind in the long term versus somebody that's training properly, mind you, in the West Side system. And that's why the West Side system works so well. And, you know, you were mentioning the strongest guys in the world at West Side. Pretty much I won't say, I'd say probably 80% of the strongest men in the world, even if they don't train at Westside, are influenced by Westside.
Right.
Big Iron Gym is another gym with has some incredibly strong guys. Sean Frankel, who's the strongest pound-for-pound man in the world, he's retardedly strong.
Right.
I mean, the guy just did a 27-something total at 220 pounds body weight.
2,700 pound total. At
over 2,700. Yeah,
wow.
He's incredibly strong. But those guys, a lot of Louis, they don't train exactly Westside, but a lot of Louis' methods are incorporated into their training.
Right.
You know, bands, Louis is the one that popularized bands. Louis is the one that popularized boards for board pressing. Louis is the one that popularized chains. You know, all these kind of things that are kind of part and parcel to strength training now, he pretty much popularized them.
Right.
So, you know, and I'm not, you know, listen, I like the guy personally, and I just respect the hell out of him because he knows what he's doing, and he's created a method that just blows people. I mean, my training partner just went up there and squatted 940.
Wow.
And, you know, this not even a year ago was lucky to get 600. So,
right.
So, I mean, listen.
It works. It works. That's the thing. It works. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
I had a friend who trained up there that did, when I lived in Louisville, and I can't think of his name. I was trying to think of his name, but he was in the, I want to say his name was Sean, but I could be wrong. He was a young guy. He was in a really bad motorcycle accident a few years ago.
Sean Nutter?
Is that his name?
Well, there's one of them.
Was he in a motorcycle accident?
There's one guy that was.
I'll tell you who he was in the movie Bigger, Stronger, Faster. He's the kid whose nose starts bleeding when they're videoing the.
Yeah, that might be.
I thought his name was Sean, but it may not be.
There's a guy that was there whose name Sean that I knew, but he's no longer there. But he was probably about like what 5'8", 5'9", pretty.
Yeah, black hair, right? real short. No, yeah, he was a big guy when he was lifting up there. He was huge, but.
Well, when I say big,
yeah, real short, real short black hair. He kept it buzzed really close to the scalp, and he's a nice guy. I met him after his motorcycle accident. He was coming down to Louisville. He's living with his girlfriend, mm-hmm. and he was training at the Powerhouse Gym where I trained, and he was rehabilitating himself. And even after his body withered away, he had like 32-inch thighs. I mean, he was just a monster, and he had a 1,000-pound squat, and he's the guy in Bigger, Stronger, Faster when Chris Bell is talking about Westside Barbell having some of the strongest men in the world, where the blood is running down his nose as he's squatting.
Right. Yeah.
And so he was made famous because of that. Yeah. But anyway.
That's the Valsalva maneuver at its best.
Oh, you know what? Thank God. If that doesn't happen, you stroke. It's better it runs out of your nose than it comes out of the
right.
side of your ear, you know? But anyway. But yeah, I mean, obviously Louis, I would love to understand what Louis sees when he looks at this and how he comes up with these ideas.
Louis was heavily, heavily influenced by a lot of the Russian, like Seth Yorsky, and I can't remember all the damn names, but basically a lot of Russian, Bulgarians, he took the Russian and Bulgarian weightlifting teams, their methodology, and then he took the scientists that were involved, and there's another guy by the name of Mel Siff, who wrote Super Training, that was a huge influence.
Yeah, I've heard of him, right.
A lot of influences. And he basically, Louis, here's what I like. Louis, you know, almost like the Japanese, he's able to look at, like they used to be, right? Like you used to be known for. This is not to sound like we're stereotyping here.
Right.
But, you know, it used to be the Japanese in the electronics, they would say they would take something and make it better, right?
Right, right.
Well, Louis's kind of the same deal. He took all these great ideas that men with great minds came up with and or through massive experimentation. And then he took those ideas and he translated them into powerlifting. And, you know, because obviously Olympic lifting and powerlifting are different and require
right.
some differences in how you train.
Right.
But what the impetus for this with Louis was personal injury. The guy broke his back twice.
Really?
Yeah. And the second time he broke his back, he said, you know, I kind of figured I better figure out a way to, you know, not break my back again. You know what I'm saying? That was, I think, the impetus for him to kind of learn a better way. Plus, obviously, the original Westside Barbell with Bill Peanuts West and, you know, out in California, those guys obviously were an influence as well. So he was, that's what I think is that the man lives, eats, and breathes strength. That's all, I mean, literally almost, that's all he cares about. I mean,
right.
that's entirely his focus of his life. If you go hang out with Louis for 24 hours, it's all about strength.
Right.
It's all about how to get stronger. That's no lie, because when I go up there, I usually stay with him. And believe me. And
that's all he talks about.
Yeah, I'll hang out with his wife, too, and we'll hang out and talk about regular stuff. Yeah. Louis and Doris.
Isn't it Doris? Doris, yeah, because she's
yeah.
the one who set up the interview for me. He didn't want to do the show 5.5 years ago. But
yeah, well,
she's the one.
Louis will do anything for anybody in the sense of, like, if anybody calls up Westside, he'll talk to anybody on the phone, and he'll talk to them for free for forever. But he's not aggressive about promoting himself, which almost drives me nuts because I wish he was more so, because the guy, you know, he's such a wealth of ideas, you know what I mean?
Right.
Money isn't the driving factor for Louis. Not to say he doesn't want to make a living, but for Louis, it's the pursuit of the power, the strength.
Right.
And that's what, to me, makes him so special. And that's why it's so, you know,
yeah.
He's pure. You know, he's not adulterated by anything other than he's going after that goal.
Okay, now we're coming to the end of the interview. I got a couple questions for you. Number one, in a one-word answer, what comes first, hypertrophy, or does hypertrophy follow strength, or does strength follow hypertrophy?
One-word answer. That's a tough. It's not such an easy answer. I would train for strength and then let the hypertrophy be a result. How's that?
I like that. I've always said I'd rather be strong than look strong. I'd rather be able to deadlift the weight instead of looking like I can deadlift the weight. And that's why I don't really spend.
You can do both, actually. But anyway, but yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, I'm with you. What the hell? I mean, you know, if you're a big guy and you're a pussy, what good is that?
you know what the funny thing is? We all want to look strong.
Sure.
But the reality is that if someone said to me, you'll never have larger than 19-inch arms, but you can have a 700-pound deadlift, or you can have 22-inch arms, but be stuck at 500 pounds, I'd rather have the heavier deadlift.
Yeah, I'd like the nice compromise. I'll take a little bit of both, thank you.
Yeah, there you go. So, that's a big plus here, and that's why I want to talk about this method, because this method is important. I'm going to try to, I want to try to integrate this method. I want to start, the winter's coming. This is, you know, the down season for me. I want to put on some strength more importantly than weight. And I am going to look at the conjugated method. It's something that's intrigued me for a very, very long time. And I'm going to try to integrate it and adapt to it, because I have a feeling that in one good season, I could probably hit some of my goals. I'll never be able to bench press heavy because I have rotator cuff problems.
Mm-hmm.
My left shoulder actually sounds like a ratchet when I move it.
You'd be surprised, because same here, and I've actually been able to get it back up to snuff.
Really?
I've been bench for about 10 years plus. Yeah.
So it sounded like
we'll
a ratchet.
A different show, but yeah, absolutely. Oh yeah, no, I mean, my left shoulder was shot. Like, if I tried to bench the last 2 inches, like when I'm getting near my chest, it would just essentially give out. I mean, not give out to where I drop.
But the pain would be so bad, you'd have to just bring it down.
Not pain, zero strength. It literally would lose strength.
Wow.
It would just like, I had nothing. It was the weirdest deal, and it's I've kind of gotten it back.
I trained with a listener this weekend, and we trained chest and shoulders, and I says, I can't press anymore. I could do very, very light dumbbell overhead presses and stuff like that. And I said, put your hand on my left shoulder. And I did a lateral, and he jumped. Like, it was so, he goes, wow, it feels like a ratchet. I said, it does feel like a ratchet inside
you. You should get a bench shirt, Carl. I'm telling you. Because that's another thing. A bench shirt takes a lot of the stress off the shoulders.
Why don't we plan another show? Okay. Let's focus on the, on increasing the bench press on the next show. Okay.
All right.
For those of you who haven't gone there yet, go to At Large Nutrition today. Check them out. Always patronize the sponsors. They make the show possible. Chris, thanks so much for coming on Superhuman Radio today.
All right, thank you.
And we'll have you back on soon. And we have another live show tomorrow, so tune in then. We're going to be doing a book review tomorrow, Addiction, the Hidden Epidemic in the United States. We'll see you then.